Okay, the Haftarah of Parshas Yisra'i is a special Haftarah in many ways. It has a lot of memorable parts to it, a lot of Gemaras that are built on it. And Rashi says it's the very first Nevuah that Yeshayahu HaNavi had, even though it's Perek Vav of Yeshaya. The preceding Perakim have more, I guess, Yesidistic ideas, more basic ideas. That's why they're lamed during the 10 weeks of the summer. But this Perek was his very first Nevuah. According to the calculation, he was 34 years old when he had his first Nevuah. B'shnas Mois HaMelech Uziyahu, in the year that the king Uziyahu died. And now he's going to have a vision and a special Nevuah. Now you have to know who the king Uziyahu was. There were seven especially righteous kings in Malchus Beis David. And one of them was Uziyahu, who was also Azaryahu, was the same name. And he had a very, very unique, story to him. Uziyahu was, as I said, a righteous king. Not only righteous, but he was also very successful in war and very successful financially in building up Klal Yisrael. Uziyahu came from Malchus Beis David, and through some warped, lumdis, he held that a melech, since the covet of a melech is more than the melech of a kayin, he held that a melech is allowed to do the avodah in the Beis HaMikdash as well. And he did it. And when the king does it, it's very hard to stop him. And Uziyahu, again, despite being a righteous person, went in to do the avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. He took Keteiros and was about to offer it on the Mizbeach HaKeteiros. Two things happened. One thing that happened was that Tzaras appeared on his forehead. And as soon as he became Mitzayra, Mitzayra's Tamei, as a din of Tumas Meis, Mitzayra has to leave the Beis HaMikdash. He was a firm person. He just had this drasha that a melech could be Kayan Gadol, and now that he had Tzaras, he left. He left the Beis HaMikdash. He didn't do the Avodah. He remained a Mitzayra for the remaining years, 25 years of his life, and observed the halacha. He lived in a house outside of Yerushalayim, and his son Yaisam took over the reins of the kingdom. Chazal called Yaisam also a righteous king. It says that every proclamation he did, he signed his father's name. Now, it doesn't sound like such a righteous thing to do, but I think Chazal mean that he gave honor to his father, that even though he was the regent, he was the practicing king, but everything was really done in the shame of his father. So Uziyahu started to do Avodah. Now, the second thing happened when Uziyahu did Avodah, and that is that there was an earthquake in Yerushalayim. There was an earthquake. It's sort of a divine way of saying, don't do that. You know, the earth started to shake. The truth is, Tzaras, we find Tzaras mostly by great people. Miriam, for example, as soon as she misbehaved, she got a Tzaras. Huz left, yeah. Uziyahu stayed the rest of his life. 25 years is a long time, yeah. Plus the earthquake.
What?
Plus the earthquake. The earthquake was such an extraordinary event that we find that people of the time marked that time. We find the Navi, it says this and this took place 15 years after the Rosh HaGadol, or 30 years after the Rosh HaGadol. It was a major event that took place to show the displeasure by Klal Yisrael. The system doesn't centralize all the power in one person. It's never good to centralize all the power in one person. And whenever there was a king, there were three figures at the head of Klal Yisrael. There was the king, the Kohen Gadol, and the Navi. Even though many kings had Nevuah, they were not the leading Navi of Klal Yisrael. There was always the three of them. And, there's a saying that power corrupts. Absolute power corrupts absolutely. It's very true. What? Sanhedrin, there was also a Kayach and Bezin. It's true. Sanhedrin passed the Halachas. It's true. So maybe there were four powers. But at any rate, this was the system. And Uziyahu tried to do both. The following took place. That's when Yeshaya gets his first Nevuah. Ve'ere es Hashem Yoshev al Kisei Ron v'Nisa. He sees an image of God on the Kisei HaKavod. And the feet of the Kisei HaKavod are in the Beis HaMikdash. Now this vision was meant to say that it's the beginning of the end. That when Uzziah tried to do the Avaida, like the Kisei HaKavod started to lift itself up off of the Beis HaMikdash. And in his vision, he saw the seraphim. Now, you know from davening that there are a number of different angels, the Chayos HaKadosh and the seraphim, and the Malachi Ashares. So the seraphim, he sees in his vision, the seraphim oimdim yima'aloi, the seraphim standing above the Kisei HaKavod, shesh kenafayim, shesh kenafayim le'echad. And each angel has six wings. This is the source for the Michelangelo's painting of the angels with the six wings. Not all from Yidden know that there's nevuah about six wings, but he somehow got that one straight. B'shtayim yechas aponav, two around his face. B'shtayim yechas araglav, two around his feet. U'b'shtayim yoifef. And the other two, he uses yoifef to fly. The reason we lift our feet up on our toes when we say Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh is connected to the image of these angels flying, as they're saying of the Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. Now I want to explain it, but first I want to tell you what the Gemara says. The Gemara says that Yeshaya had the same vision as Yecheskel. Yecheskel had the Maase Merkava that we lay on Shavuos. It says, also Lidrash Maase Merkava, you're not allowed to teach people Maase Merkava. It's all secrets. He explains in detail his heavenly visions, the visions that he has. And the Gemara says Yeshaya saw all the same things that Yecheskel saw. So why did Yecheskel explain it in such detail? So the Gemara says incredibly, the Gemara says, what is Yeshaya Daima? He's like someone who sees the king all the time. He lives in town. He lives not far from the palace. So the king drives by every time. You know, you don't crane your neck to see the king every single time he passes by. Mashiach Kane, Yecheskel was like a country bumpkin. You know, like he never sees the king. And then the king's entourage is passing through, so he turns his head. And he describes vividly everything he sees. Now it's an incredible thing when you think about it, that was saying Yeshaya was more accustomed to the Marah, but it was his first Nevuah. It was his first Nevuah. Whatever he learned.
He said, because he was in the midst with Rebbeinu Shlomo, even though he didn't say the Nevuah, he was still...
He had this closeness had from his learning.
Why did we have the Gemara that he's considered, he's there the whole time? Why Rabbi Kiva, they listened to...
Why it rained right away.
Right?
Yeah, the Gemara says a similar thing. That one's daima ke'eved lefnei ha'melech, one's kesar lefnei ha'melech. And the eved, even though the sar is greater, the eved gets in all the time. It's a very similar idea. So at any rate, he's describing this, and there's another difference. There are six wings in this vision, in Yecheskel, after Shavuos morning when you're wide awake.
Four.
There are only four wings. Yeah. What happened to two of the wings? Two wings got clipped. So the Gemara says that if the Yecheskel was nevuah after the Churban, there are only four wings. Today there are six wings. During the Beis HaMikdash, there are six wings. This is a remes to the Shisha Sidrei Mishnah. We only have Gemara on four of them. When the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, we lost, so to speak, Taras and Zeraim, and we lost those two. The six wings are also connected. It says, Baruch Shem Kevayim Machusay Lailam Va'ed. The Gemara says that Baruch Shem Kevayim Achusay Lailam Va'ed are the six words of Shira that the Malachim say, right? We whisper it because Malachim say Baruch Shem. And Baruch Shem Kevayim Achusay is Hebrew for Yehei Shmei Rabba Mavarach Lolam Lomei Omai. Yehei Shmei Rabba is our biggest praise. We say it in Aramaic, the Malachim say it in Hebrew. Baruch Shem Kevayim Achusay Lailam Va'ed. The two middle wings, Kevayim Achusay, don't exist, not visible at least, during the, after the Churban. The Gra, where does the Gra write about this? Where is he quoted? He's quoted in the Gra's Siddur on Galei Kavayd Machus Cholaynu Mehera. The Yom Meiram davening says, Galei Kavayd Machus Cholaynu Mehera. Hashem, bring Mashiach and reveal Kavayd Machuscha. So there the Gra comments that those are the two middle wings of the angel. Kavayd Machusai, which after the Churban are not visible, and during the time of the... of the Beis Hamikdash stands, then the Kavai Machusa is there as well. Now, obviously, it's not just clipping wings of an angel, but it means there's no Shira of Kavai Machusa when there's no Beis Hamikdash, when everything is hidden.
In the Mishnah in Megillah, says that we don't read out Torah twice in our coffin.
We don't mitargam it. We read it, we don't say a targum of it.
No, I think the Tanakhama says we don't say about Torah. I think it's for Yehudu who says we do, and we pass for Yehudu that we say it on Shavuos. But doesn't discuss why the Maisim HaKarva from Yecheskel, as opposed to...
Because it doesn't say much here. It doesn't say much there compared to what it says there. It says very little. Srafim, for all we know, can be Malachim. So they're different Malachim. Okay. I don't know.
They burn with desire.
What?
They burn with desire.
They burn with desire. So the Korazel Zeva Omar, Kodesh, 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 Shem Tzavak, Smolachorez Kavayde. So what is the Korazel Zeva Omar? You say it every day, a few times. What's the Korazel Zeva Omar? Anybody know? Amazing. We don't know what it means.
Call upon each other.
They call each other. It says that the Malachim can only say Shira together. And the Korazel Zeva Omar is an expression of togetherness, of an Achdus in heaven, that only all the Malachim together could say Kadosh, 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 and Tzavakas. That's the idea. The Malachim call one to the other. I know where it comes from. People bow to the left and bow to the right. The Korazel Zeva Omar. I don't know if it has a source. I'm not aware of a source for it. But at any rate, the angels call each other and they say, Kadosh, 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 Shem Tzavak, Smacharez Kavayde. Now we say Kedusha every day. The original meaning of saying Kedusha, Tosfos brings in Sanhedrin Lamed Zayin, from the Gaonim. The meaning was to say Kedusha only on Shabbos. It became a meaning to say it every day, which is fine. But the original meaning was to say it on Shabbos. And the reason is because the six Kanafayim correspond to the 6 days of the week. Each day, Tosfos says, each day with one konaf, the Malach, so to speak, says Shira. And on Shabbos is the time that we say Shira. That Ein LeShabbos Ben Zug, only Klal Yisrael. So our Shira is then. Our Shira is at that time. And that's why we talk about the Kisei HaKavod, Dafka then. The Srafim Oim Demima Aloi, right? They stand right? We talk about Kisei Rav Venisa. We only learned three psukim, right? We talked about the Kisei Rav Venisa, the Kisei HaKavod, and Srafim Oim Demima Aloi. The Shira of Shabbos is a Shira also of a recognition of Kisei HaKavod. I don't know if we understand what it means, but we talk about it, right? We say,
so that's what it's done on Shabbos.
That's what it says on Shabbos. On Shabbos, say, "Lokel Shabbos Kalamasim be a machine nisal of a yashav a kisei kvaidai." We talk about the kisei akavid, a few places. The whole melech, right? A melech, a yashav a kisei ramvenisa. That's this pasuk here. Api Yeshaya, look at that. Asko got it. Api Yeshaya vav aleph. The whole kisei ramvenisa on Shabbos that's mentioned a few times in the Shabbos davening is based on this. That the Srafim Oimdim of Lamal from the Kisei HaKavod and say Shira, and we do also. As a matter of fact, in the Yom, let's realize, in the Yom of Yom HaShishi, what do we say? What do we say after that? That's all we say. Yavish, Yavish, then the Chazan Rei gets to the end, right? We talk about the Kisei HaKavod. It says, why do we say this capital? It says in the Gemara, why do we say Hashem Malach? Because at the end of the sixth day, Hashem Shagarma Malchusai U'Malach Alayim. The Hashem Malach goes at the end of the sixth day, which is Shabbos, which is Nochen Kisecha Meyaz. Again, we mentioned the Kisei HaKavod. If you'll notice it in davening, I think we mentioned Kisei HaKavod also in the first capital, after Haidu. We say, I think we mentioned the Kisei HaKavod there as well. We don't mention Kisei over there. I'm mistaken. I thought we mentioned it there also. Okay, at any rate, I thought it mentions the Kisei HaKavod. Okay. It's here somewhere. But anyway, if we'll think about it when we dive, and we'll come up. What? Bashmaim Yechik is that what's it? Okay. So is that? That's in the third capital, and it's there in the all right, it's in that section of the Siddur. The mouth knows the words better than the brain. All right, my point is that it's mentioned here in numerous places. Is that in Phil Lamaisha what you're quoting? Right, this Shabbos will count how many places we find mention of God's chair. In the special Shabbos davening, not in the weekday davening. But anyway, the, Good. So that's all this, the Shira of Shabbos, that's what Taisa says. The Shira of Shabbos is the Shira of the seventh wing, so to speak. The 6 weeks, the 6 days. And this Eres Hashem Yeshav HaKisiram V'Nisa, is what we try to emulate, at least in our praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when it comes to Shabbos. So this is what he sees. Uzziah is going up. This is all happening simultaneously. Right? Uzziah is going up to do the Aveda. He sees this image, and guess what? Vayenu Amay Sasifim. This is a description of the earthquake. Vayenu Amay Sasifim. The pillars shake. Mikel HaKairei. From the voice of Kaddish, 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 v'abayis yimalei ashan, and the house becomes full of smoke. Now I'm not sure, but why do we learn this haftarah on Parshas Yisrael? I assume because there was a gilui kvaidai on Har Sinai. What happened by Har Sinai? The people were frightened, and they jumped backwards. Right? There was I can't call it an earthquake, but there was also the people were very shaken up. From the vision, which is here also, and the vision is there. That's all in the anger kaviyachol of Uzziahu. Va'aymar oili ki nidmesi. Now, oili ki nidmesi, Rapam used to quote all the time. Yeshaya says, woe to me ki nid, I live in an olam adimyon. When a person sees a true kavod shamayim, then everything he thought kavod shamayim is no more than a dimyon. Rav used to say about a farmer who lives out in the farm all year round, and he thinks ishtikul tabachachem, you know, he can figure out the yard sites and whatever else he knows. And he's oyle regel, and he goes to Yerushalayim, and they give him a shear, and he holds himself a tabachachem, he sits down, he doesn't know what's flying, he doesn't know what's going on. They're speaking out Mefarshim, the last time he looked at Mefarshim was when he was in high school. Oili ki nidmesi means sometimes we're in our comfort zone and we live in olam adimyon. Really, there's a much higher level of serving Hashem, and that's Yeshayahu's vision of oili ki nidmesi. It's a frightening idea about a person being comfortable and then seeing what's really going on and living in an olam adimyon. Ki yishtmei safayi sayi banaychi. So that needs explanation. So we'll come back to Pasuk Hey, God willing, on Thursday night.